The Phillies trail the Marlins by as many as 5 runs on Tuesday, but the impressive rookie, Rhys Hoskins, would start the comeback in the 7th.
1-2 pitch is hammered deep left field. That's a no-doubter off the bat of Rhys Hoskins, way up into the second deck. Hoskins is 15th of the season, and it's a 7-3 game.
Well, I guess this, for Marlins fans, this one-run lead, nail-biting time. Here's the pitch. Here's a ground ball, base hit through the right side. Home to score is Williams. Here comes the pinch runner, Hernandez. Here's the throw. Hernandez slides. He's safe. The Philadelphia Phillies have apparently walked it off. The Marlins are looking at the play. There's something that concerns them. This is a long look, and here comes the call from Field and Culbreth. He's out.
Well, when you're up 7-2 in the 7th, you don't expect to be playing the 10th.
Here's a high fly ball. This is deep to left center off the bat of Marcell Ozuna. It's going to be up, up, and away. And the Marlins have taken an 8-7 lead on Ozuna's 33rd home run of the year and his 110th run batted in. How about that? Off Hector Neris. Then he homered against McGowan, and he lined out to left against the bullpen. High fly ball. Deep center field. Yelich back at the fence. Can't get it. It is gone. A game-tying, two-out, bottom of the 10th home run by Rhys Hoskins. His 16th of the year, and we're tied again. Ellington could not hold an 8-7 lead. 8-8, bottom of the 10th.
Garrett's pitch is poked down the left field line. That's a fair ball, going to roll into the corner. Ozuna chases it down. Altera around third. He's being waved toward the plate. And the relay throw home is not going to be in time. The Phillies walk it off in the bottom of the 15th inning.
The Nick Williams RBI double gives the Phillies a 9-8 win in 15. Williams finishes 3-for-6 at the plate with the first walk-off hit of his career, and Rhys Hoskins, with his 2 homers on Tuesday, now has 16 round trippers in his first 32 big league games. The Marlins' late season struggles continue. They've now lost 13 of their last 15 games. Here's the manager, Don Mattingly.
No, I mean, our guys battled. I mean, that was a game that you're proud of your club from the standpoint of guys keep playing, keep fighting all night, and just one of those, whoever's going to get the big hit, you know, get a guy on and get a big hit. So it's one of those that you really – you know, obviously you don't feel good about the game because of the way it ended, but you like the way your club fought and you know, came back and hung in there.
And to lose in the fashion that you have, you know, 4-5 now, does that hurt more than regular losses?
At this point, that, you know, that one kind of turns into a loss, and no matter how you slice it, you're not gonna not like it. It's not gonna feel good. The end of that one, because you guys, you know, your guys, you know, we're out there fighting. You're seeing D getting on base and stealing bases. Guys are making plays, and so you know that's gonna sting at the end of the night. It's one of those you walk out. If you win, you don't feel tired, and if you lose, you feel like you're beat up. So it's one of those. So the fashion doesn't really matter. You know, in a 15 game or 14, however many we played.
Have you ever been a part of anything like in the 9th inning there where they were celebrating and then the game went on?
No, that was a first for me. It was a different replay.
Pretty impressive defensive outing from Stanton, especially on that last throw home.
Yeah, that was a good throw. He made a good throw from the corner. The guys made a great relay. Him and D, the ball in the corner to get the guy third. There was a number of plays out there. So, you know, it was really a pretty clean game, you know, for most of it for us. Swung the bats pretty well. Just obviously we weren't able to close the door.
They had to Dylan for the run in the first inning, but he kind of settled in a little bit, just took about him overall and how he did.
Yeah, Dylan was, you know, I think it was a night, and we haven't seen him a ton. But you could tell he wasn't clean as far as he had guys on base. He was walking some guys, but he kept pitching. And that was actually a really impressive outing from him, I thought, to get 6 for us there after, you know, just not having, didn't seem like he had command of his stuff. But then he kind of, as we got him a lead, he settled in and dialed it up. So that was actually really impressive. Better, even more impressive than like his other one where he goes seven, doesn't give up anything. This is one that you know he wasn't quite right, and hangs in there, and that tells you a lot about him. So that was it. That was impressive.
Pretty athletic play too on that bunt that he laid out for him from the mound.
Yeah, that was. I mean, you get a lot of plays going on, but yeah, the player's talking about it being a nice play.
As far as not having Ziegler right now, what effect does that have on the bullpen, kind of moving everybody up?
Meh. You know what? We've had 2 years of Claw and been really good, and you know, I watched Mariano Rivera blow two in a row. So, you know, this doesn't really deter me with Claw. He's had too big a body of work to think that to let, you know, a couple outings kind of get away. And we kick a ball in that inning too. You know, he hits the guy with the breaking ball. You know, and then, you know, we let it go first and third, which causes the whole thing. You know, kind of jack, not necessarily causes the whole thing, but jacks it up a little bit. He punches out the next guy. So there's no way I'm going to let just a couple of games and a couple of bodies of work, you know, affect that whole body that we've been watching for 2 years now. So Claw's going to be fine. He's a competitive guy. And really, in the end, I think this will probably end up being good for him. Probably didn't feel that good for him right now. But it's something that I think he'll grow right through this. And it's going to make him better and tougher as we go forward.
The Marlins bullpen coughs up a 5-run lead in this game, and Kyle Bearclaw took his fourth blown save, giving up a run on 2 hits in the 9th inning.
That I have to do a better job.
Don said that, given your body of work, this doesn't deter him from using you in that role, and that you could even grow from it in the long term, even though it doesn't feel like it right now. Did he express that sentiment to you at all, or is there any message from him?
I haven't talked to him today about it. I mean, I think he knows, you know, that I'm going to work through it. I mean, there's nothing much more to say than that. I mean, it's good to hear, but, you know, I still didn't get the job done, and this one hurts.
Tonight in the 9th, what specifically went wrong?
I think just a couple bad pitches, bad times, and a little command issue there. Obviously, hitting Williams is a little bad luck, but, you know, you got to execute your pitches better than that.
And the walk-off / not walk-off there, what was that kind of weird situation like for you?
I mean, didn't matter. The guy was out, so get the next guy.
Well, I mean, in the moment when they're celebrating, the game might be over, you have to wait around, and then the game resumes.
It didn't matter. Saw the replay, he was out. Locked back in.
The Marlins will continue their series in Philadelphia on Wednesday when Dan Straley takes the mound.